Good afternoon. A fair amount of sunshine breaking out, especially north of I-90 and closer to the Canadian border. This will help push temperatures into the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs today as a cool high-pressure center noses in from southern Canada. Meanwhile, an Alberta Clipper is shearing off to the south along the Mason-Dixon line. It'll take a track south of Long Island and out over the open Atlantic. This is producing clouds in the southern tier of New York across parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and the southern half of New England. Even a few rain and snow showers will be common along with this Clipper as it passes through the southern sections of the area. Still, in these locations, temperatures will still top out in the lower to mid-40s. As the system departs off the East Coast, high pressure will build into the rest of the region, clearing skies out tonight, and readings will drop back into the upper teens and lower 20s. This will leave us with mostly sunny skies for tomorrow, with highs rebounding back into the lower to mid-40s once again, although we will have a chilly northwest breeze. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a warm front, which will approach from the Ohio Valley on Thursday. The front will produce plenty of clouds on Thursday morning and even into the afternoon as milder air tries to work its way in. If we can break out into sunshine behind the front, temperatures will soar through the 50s and toward the 60-degree mark. This is most likely to happen in the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England, while locations closer to the Canadian border will have a more difficult time getting the warm front through, and clouds will dominate on Thursday, and temperatures will be closer to the 50-degree mark. In between, highs will be in the lower to mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds. A cold front will then approach on Friday with a good chance of showers. A wave along the front will make an approach Friday night and Saturday with a steadier rain, perhaps some wet snow on the tail end. After topping out near 50 again on Friday, temperatures will drop into the weekend with highs only in the lower 40s on Saturday and barely even reaching 40 degrees despite some sunshine on Easter Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for southwestern Oklahoma and western north central Texas. Low-level moisture is forecast to gradually increase in this area, with surface dew points expected to range from near 55 degrees near the dry line to the lower 60s farther east. Despite high-level cloud cover, strong daytime heating will act to yield isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms. Cool mid-level temperatures will favor the possibility for large hail with the stronger updrafts. In addition, strong veering flow with height will result in 25 to 40 knots of effective shear, supportive of updraft organization. Meanwhile, Super Typhoon Maysak is located approximately 50 miles east-northeast of Face in the South Pacific Ocean, with maximum sustained winds of 160 miles per hour and gusts to 195 miles per hour. It is moving away from Guam and will approach the Philippines over the weekend. In the short term, Maysak is expected to intensify even more, up to Category 5 strength by tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and snow showers near 40, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 89, set in 1998, and the record low, 12, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:20 p.m., 12 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with rain showers later today and highs in the mid-40s. A few showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Thickening clouds with rain and snow showers in the Catskills today, partly sunny in the southern Adirondacks, and highs averaging around 40. A few snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with rain showers later today and highs in the lower 40s. A few showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower 40s, lower 50s on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers Friday around 50, morning rain or snow showers, then sun and cooler Saturday mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds with a high of only 40 on Easter Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.